This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea has fired an intercontinental missile above Japan's eastern waters. North Korea's latest test is one of a barrage of weapons demonstrations that many believe would lead to a nuclear test soon. The ballistic missile test was followed by two short-range missiles. It was condemned by the North's neighbors, including a strong statement by Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who said the continuous launch of ballistic missiles is outrageous and absolutely intolerable. The Biden administration has warned North Korea against the nuclear test, saying there will be additional costs and consequences if they do so. A gunman opened fire at a campaign truck carrying a former prime minister of Pakistan, wounding him slightly. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
Party officials said former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan was wounded in the leg and that his injuries were not serious. The attack happened in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province, where Khan was traveling in a large convoy towards the capital, Islamabad. Khan has been pursuing his campaign aimed at forcing the government to hold early elections. He was taken to a hospital in Lahore. The identity of the gunman is still unknown. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's general staff said Thursday Russian attacks targeted large areas of the country with heavy shelling, damaging infrastructure and energy supplies to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest. And neutral Switzerland has again rejected an appeal from Germany to allow it to re-export Swiss-made ammunition to Ukraine, the government said on Thursday. For the latest on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. Almost 8 million people in South Sudan, or two-thirds of the population in the deeply troubled country, are at risk of severe hunger, the United Nations warned Thursday. The misery in one of the poorest nations on the planet is being compounded by widespread flooding, which has now affected more than 1 million people, according to the UN. In a joint report, the Food and Agricultural Organization, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the World Food Program said the proportion of people facing high levels of food insecurity and malnourishment is at the highest level ever, surpassing levels seen even during the conflict in 2013 and 2016. Group of seven foreign ministers gathered Thursday to weigh how to support Ukraine through the winter in the face of Russian attacks on its power grid, as well as deal with China's growing assertiveness and Iran's crackdown on protests. The two-day meeting in Germany comes amid concerns over the consistency of Western support for Ukraine against Russia's invasion, amid leadership changes across Europe and a possible U.S. Republican victory in next week's midterm elections. U.S. President Joe Biden warned in the final days of this year's midterm elections that democracy is at risk and urged all voters to make the future of democracy an important part of voting decisions. He said the ultra-MAGA movement is threatening the electoral system.
The extreme MAGA element of the Republican Party, which is a minority of that party, as I said earlier, but is its driving force, is trying to succeed where they failed in 2020, to suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself.
Newly released documents show lawyers who aided former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election regarded an appeal to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas as a key to their success. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Congressional investigators have made public an email exchange from December 31, 2020, in which lawyers discussed ways to delay the certification of results in Georgia. Kenneth Cheeseborough writes, "We want to frame things so that Thomas could be the one to issue some sort of stay or other circuit justice opinion saying Georgia is in legitimate doubt." He calls it the only realistic chance to get a favorable opinion by January 6, 2021, when Congress certified Joe Biden's victory. In the end, the Supreme Court wound up rejecting multiple Republican requests to intervene in the election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The World Health Organization warned Wednesday that Ebola's arrival in the Ugandan capital highlighted the high risk of further spread of the deadly virus, calling on neighboring countries to boost their preparedness. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.